Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Bretterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Yesterday, Lamar Jackson, Ephraim, he's doing OTAs with the Ravens, which is great. And he's got his new offensive coordinator, Todd Monken. And he was asked, what's going to be the difference with this offense? Less running and more throwing. That's what he said. He also said this, running can only take you so far. Mm-hmm. That's interesting coming from the best running quarterback in the history of the league. And I feel like with this new era of teams and offenses in the league, I feel like we need that. Coach Todd Monken, what I'm seeing in his offense so far is looking tremendous. Expectations are high. They are always a tough out with Lamar Jackson. He's won 74% of his games. Obviously been to the playoffs a few times, but not very far. Only got one playoff victory. Do you like this? I mean, because he's a phenomenal runner. And you and I agree, I think, that you got to throw the ball. But how do you think he's going to look in this new Todd Monken offense?
First of all, I like his mentality. All right, I like the fact that he's open to change and he understands what you'll need to do to take that next step. He could have been like, nah, I'm sticking to what I do best. I was an MVP. This is some players can't let that go.
Nah, that's a good point.
It shows his growth. It shows his understanding of his abilities and how he can get better. Right? You get that big contract he just got. You've been an MVP already. Sometimes you feel, especially young players, I'm here. He understands, number one, that this team goes as he goes. Number two, for longevity, for his ability to stay healthy,
right.
and be available, he's going to have to pass the ball more because it's not like he can't pass. He's a dynamic passer. He's got a tremendous arm.
Well, that's what I want to really get into with you. Look, his MVP year, 36 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 66% completions percentage. So he was phenomenal, 113 passer rating. But the last 3 years, you know, his passing numbers just haven't been that great. Mm-hmm. They've actually kind of gotten worse. Last year was a little better than the year before, but none of them were great. What convinces you that he will be able to, you know, they're going to throw out the side of the numbers more. OBJ, the rookie.
That's it, the talent.
Flowers.
The talent around him.
So you think he'll be great throwing the football?
I think he'll be, you know, what he is. He's a dynamic player. I think he can throw the ball down the field. You give him the talent, you give him the personnel. Now it's just not Mark Andrews wide open in the middle of the field.
Right.
Right, so now you actually have viable options that can get open in a hurry, that can make it easy for you, that can go up and catch those contested 50-50 balls. You give him the tools for him to take that next step. It's one thing if they're like, hey, man, you got to be a better passer, you got to do this, and then you don't add that necessary speed and catching ability on the outside. That's a hard sell. You can't sell that to Lamar Jackson. But if you bring in those pieces and you bring in the offensive mind that can help him get better and help him facilitate that, then, of course, I love the fact that he's open to this and he's excited about it. That's, you know, that he's pretty much putting the AFC on notice. There's been a lot of talk about the AFC quarterbacks and where they rank. And, you know, I'm sure he feels slighted and you know, rightfully so, given his injury history and his playoff history. But he got the bag now. So what are you going to do?
Well, one, I do think that he's always wanted to throw more. I definitely think that's the case. And now they obviously have an offensive coordinator who is open to doing that. And I don't think Greg Roman was. And look, what we're going to find out is, were they not throwing the football because Lamar's not a terrific passer? Or were they in some ways holding him back? Or like you said, they didn't bring in those receivers. Now, they tried a few guys.
Mm-hmm.
Juju Smith-Schuster. Mm-hmm. Few others that left money on the table, actually, to go other places because they didn't think he was going to throw. Now, that I don't know if that was on their view of Lamar or if that was their view of Greg Roman's offense. But I've said, Ephraim, for a few years now, when a lot of people have said he can't throw, he's not this or that, throwing the football, I'd like to see him with a great receiver. Stephon Diggs helped work wonders for Josh Allen.
What?
DeAndre Hopkins, at least the first year they were together, worked wonders for Kyler Murray. You know, a great receiver can do that. Now,
look,
not every
Minnesota.
Quarterback needs
Look what's
that.
Going on in Minnesota.
Yep, yep. I mean, right. Kirk Cousins putting up numbers.
What?
You know? And so, I want to – now, he doesn't have that guy, right? OBJ's older. Rashad Bateman's young. Zay Flowers is a rookie. Nelson Aguilar is, you know, what he is. But it's still a good core.
Well,
and then
you throw
in Mark Andrews.
You can go three wides now, though.
Oh, yeah.
You can go three wides.
It's That's a good receiving core.
That is a different dynamic. When you can go three wides and you have viable options, it puts the pressure on the defense because, oh, by the way, you have to make sure he stays in the pocket.
Right.
Right?
That's the thing. If he throws it well, it's going to open things up.
And that's where they're trying to get to. They're trying to make sure that seventh defender has to stay in the box to keep Lamar from taking it 40 yards down the field himself.
Yep, absolutely.
Which opens the middle wide open, and it gives you one-on-one somewhere either the right or the left, the X to the Y on the outside. That's how you make it happen.
Yep. No doubt. And look, if he can throw it well, and I'm saying if because we'll see, but I
know he can
think
throw
he
the
will.
Ball. We've seen him do it, though. Like, it's not like Lamar Jackson can't throw the ball.
No, but we haven't seen it, like, in, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but a lot.
The offense wasn't set up for that.
It's different. Just like if you, as a shooter, if you only shoot 10 times a game, I can't assume you're going to be score more points if I give you 20 shots a game. You know, like the more you shoot it or the more you throw it or the more you run it as a running back, we have to see if you can carry that load. And I think he can, but the fact is he has never thrown for even 3,500 yards.
I'll tell you like this. Offensive coordinators, the first offensive coordinator I ever saw change who they were was Kyle Shanahan. And that was with RG3 and Washington when his dad was a coach.
Yep.
They didn't do read option. They didn't do it. I know that offense because I've been in that offense. I was with his dad, Gary Kubiak, in Denver, and I was with him in Houston. I saw him change the offense because it matched the skill set of RG3. And so most offensive coordinators don't do that.
Right.
And so why would Greg Roman change his offense and this is what he's been known for?
Well, and obviously he had a quarterback who, whether or not he could have done more in a different system, he definitely fit Roman's too.
Of course. That's what I mean. He's a running offensive coordinator. Right. So I'm going to run my best athlete.
Right.
I'm going to do a lead option with my quarterback because he's our best runner. So you get comfortable in calling these plays, right? You don't want to spread out and you know, 20 personnel.
Especially when what you're doing is working.
Yes.
In the regular season.
So it's hard to get off of that.
Right.
It's hard to get off of that. And I'm excited to see what happens in Baltimore.
I am too.
With these weapons and his, you know, his state of mind, his willing to do this, to want to do this.
Let me throw this out to you. If, I mean, again, we think you'll throw the ball well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm happy if I'm getting 4,000, low 4,000, you know, yards passing out of him. And then another 700-800 rushing.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're a threat in the AFC.
Oh, they're a big problem.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone?
Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
I see Ephraim saying, man, maybe I should have picked that.
No, I'm good with mine, bro. I'm good.
We got an NBA champion, New Orleans Pelicans TV analyst, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man, Antonio Daniels. Antonio, what's up, man?
Chris, Rashard, Ephraim, how you guys doing today,
man? I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I am awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, we all are looking forward to this game tonight. And let me start here. You've heard a lot about Miami having 7 undrafted players, 4 of them in their rotation, and they're playing great. How do you kind of account for that? Like, I mean, right now, their undrafted players – are outplaying or at least playing as well as some of these lottery picks from the Celtics in a league where there's so much scouting today. They scour the globe for talent. How do you kind of account for these guys undrafted and they're balling?
Honestly, like, I don't think you can. And what I mean by that is I remember going to the combine, and they measure your vertical, your wingspan. You do the cone drill. How many times you can bench press 135 pounds? All those things are measurable. But as we know, God made us all different, and there are certain things that you can't measure. Certain things that you don't know until a particular player is put in a particular situation. You have no idea what a guy's work ethic is. Mm-hmm. No idea. Until he has to work. You have no idea how someone's going to respond to adversity until adversity hits them. So we can sit here and talk about the measure. Like, think about it. You don't even have to go back to second-round picks and guys that weren't drafted. Michael Jordan should have been a number one overall pick. Steph Curry should have been a number one overall pick. You know what I mean? So there are certain things that you just don't know that you can't measure. So certain things you just got to kind of guess on and figure out on the fly.
When you talk about measurables and what a guy brings to the table, let's talk about Victor Wembanyama and him going to the Spurs, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, him being in that culture with Pop, how do you think he'll develop? Is that going to be a symbiotic relationship, in your opinion?
I think it'll be great. Because the thing is, I call Greg Popovich the greatest coach in NBA history. And the reason I say that is because he has shown the ability to adapt in different generations with different rules with different players, right? A lot of coaches are great coaches, but they know how to coach one way. So the guys that they bring in have to fit the skill set of the guys that they bring in has to fit their offense. If it doesn't fit their offense, it's all bad. Greg Popovich has shown the ability to adjust on the fly and cater his offense to the skill set of his players. And a lot of coaches can't do that, right? Tim is still here. David is still here. Tony Parker's still here. Manu Ginobili's still here. So now you have different guys that can pour into Victor Wembanyama. Yeah, I will say this. I'm in San Antonio. This is home for me.
Mm-hmm.
And Victor Wembanyama is not stepping into the same situation Tim stepped into. So as great as it is that he is stepping into the San Antonio Spurs system, and they have the blueprint about how to develop young talent. You know, with Tim, with David, you can go back with different guys, Manu and Tony, you know, different guys that they've drafted. But Spurs fans have to be patient. They have to be patient. Because
right,
because
Tim had David Robinson.
Yeah, exactly. So when Tim got here, David was here, Sean Elliott was here, Avery Johnson was here. So you have different veterans that were here to police their locker room. Right now, what Victor is stepping into is completely different. He's stepping into more of a David Robinson situation than Tim Duncan situation.
Right. Antonio, I apologize if I've asked you this before. I've asked a few guys that we've had on. When you were just talking about Wembanyama, who's, you know, people are talking about him like certainly the best prospect since LeBron James. The three finalists for the MVP were Joel Embiid, Nikola Jokic, and Giannis. The last several MVP award, those are all the last several winners, but the last 5 years now. We do have, obviously, great young American players. Ja Morant, you know, for all his troubles, but Jason Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, you could go on and on. But clearly that highest level right now is international. Do we need to rethink the way we're developing our players here? Because right now the best players in the world, at least a handful, and we didn't even mention Luka, are from other countries.
This is such a, I don't know if we have enough time to talk about this, but the way that we are doing things here, we're developing players in the AAU culture. But here's what's interesting about the culture that we live in. The culture we live in says Tim Duncan and Nikola Jokic are boring. That's this culture, right? They don't want to see bank shots. They don't want to see guys use their pivot. You know, they don't want to see you use your body and understand angles. They want to see highlights. They want to see crossovers. You know, they want to see long three-point shots.
Yep.
And I think what we're doing with this younger generation is we're preaching the wrong thing. We're preaching the wrong thing. Even now, the narrative around the Denver Nuggets is centered around, oh, you know what? They're not the most entertaining team to culture. I mean, to cover. The San Antonio Spurs, they were so boring to cover. All this kind of stuff. As opposed to focusing on the fact that the game is being played the right way. What they're doing right now, yeah, you may not want to see Nikola Jokic do all these different things because it's not sexy, but our generation needs to see what Nikola Jokic is doing. Our generation needs to see what Luka's doing because he's impactful and he's effective without speed, without athleticism, and without a ton of agility. It's a lot of footwork and a lot of intelligence.
Yeah, that's a good
answer. So with that said, what's the fix?
That's the question, Ephraim.
Yeah.
That's the question. What is the fix? Because what AAU has become is, you know what, let's highlight this guy. Let's highlight this guy. Let's not only highlight him, let's highlight him, and let's record him the whole game, and then we're going to put out a highlight film of him. So that's we become a highlight culture. That's what we become. I don't know how you remove from something that is so big. Because think about how often people call in you guys' show and they talk about the game, and you know they didn't watch the game, they just watched the highlights.
Right. Probably more often than not. Absolutely.
Happens all the time.
Well, also on top of that, Antonio, social media. I mean, how many of these high school kids they got millions of followers and their household names before they even get to college.
And not only that, the NIL deals, the money these kids are making before they even get to the league. They're millionaires.
So how many
are millionaires.
And that ain't happening overseas.
No.
How many of these guys' names that you know that are high school guys, have you ever seen them play in a full game? We know their name because of their highlights.
Right.
Because of clips. You know, we live in a Cliff Note culture as opposed to a crock pot culture.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It goes with how we watch shows, when we watch them. Yep. Everything has to be immediate. Right. It has to be short. Right. Attention span isn't there. And I just think it's a disservice. Now, when you compare that to what football does, you got to be in school. You got to stay there. You got to be 3 years removed. You're going to learn how to play. Your body's going to develop. You're going to get the necessary instruction to help facilitate your abilities. And in basketball, it's like we're trying to get to the league as soon as possible.
Right. Right.
Antonio, is it fair to say, we're talking about the undrafted players, obviously those guys, most of them at least, if not all, probably played 4 years. Look at Austin Reeves, another undrafted guy. The guys that are getting drafted are one and dones and, you know, like right. two and done yep. maybe. Is that, to me, that's kind of a sign. Like those undrafted guys know how to play the game better. They might not be as talented. They aren't.
No question.
But
no
they've question. Developed, right? They're smarter players.
So think about this. Like a few years back, right? A few years back, if you were a four-year guy, right? If you were a four-year guy, it was almost like NBA organizations were looking at you like you were the 50-year-old attractive yep. lady in the club.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, you
absolutely.
Know, like, you look good, but something has to be wrong with you
right.
for you to be in here. Right?
Right.
Now, when you see guys come to the league and they're successful, a Trey Murphy, a Jose Alvarado, a Desmond Bain, a Herb Jones, when you see guys that are playing 3 or 4 years and now you see success come from it, it's like, okay, maybe we missed the boat on this. Because I feel like now organizations are taking chances on guys that have played 3 years and that have played 4 years because you know those guys, they come in and they're rotation ready, like you said, because of their basketball knowledge and intelligence.
So
that's true.
Would you ever see the league putting a 2-year mandatory college or outside? Right?
Like I'll say this. Yes. Even for me, one and done is a waste. One and done is a waste. It should be either they have to go for 2 years or they can come straight out of high school. Because if you have to go for 2 years, at least you get 1 year of a full education.
Right.
At least you get 1 full year of a college experience. If I know that I'm going lottery or I'm going top five, I realistically only have to go to school for a semester. What am right. I going to be, ineligible for the second semester? Don't matter because I'm not coming back anyway. You know,
nah, that's real.
So I believe that you should either have to stay 2 full years so you get 1 year of a full college education and a full college experience, or tell a guy he can come straight from high school. That's it. But one and done does nothing.
That is great stuff, man. This great. Is a podcast. We need an hour to talk about this.
Man.
Actually, a couple.
For sure.
But great stuff, Antonio, man. Enjoy the game tonight. Boston out to a big lead, 15-5. We'll see if this gets competitive, but we appreciate you, man.
That series just got real interesting.
Yeah. You giving Boston a legit chance to pull off history?
No question about it. No question. Because they have not played their best basketball yet.
I agree with that. All right, man. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Patrick Mahomes is speaking. Here's some sound of what he said, the great quarterback with KC.
I've always said I worry about legacy and winning rings more than making money at this moment. But I know we keep communication. We see what's going on around the league. But at the same time, I'll never do anything that's going to hurt us from keeping the great players around me. So it's kind of teetering around that line.
What are your thoughts on that, Ephraim?
I think that's a true professional. I think that's someone who knows his worth. I think that's someone who knows with his legacy and what he's chasing in terms of championships, his worth will increase more so than an NFL annual salary. Mm. It's levels to this. And people always talked about Tom Brady taking less money and this and that. Tom Brady has propelled himself into the GOAT, to being the GOAT. And there are certain sacrifices as a player that you have to do for that. And I think listening to Patrick Mahomes, he understands he's not chasing a championship. He's chasing a legacy.
Right.
And there's a difference.
Yeah, and also, and I love his mentality. I'm not saying don't get your worth.
He's going to get the money.
Do that. Right.
I mean, he's going to get the money. It's not
he's wealthy beyond his wildest dreams already, or, you know, will be. It is and will be, right?
Yes.
But at this, if you just want to even look at it from just a money standpoint, Tom Brady, if he's not the GOAT, let's say Tom Brady won just 3 Super Bowls, which is obviously great. Does he get that $375 million deal from Fox?
No.
10 years, right?
No, he doesn't.
Now, he probably gets $20, $25 million a year,
he
right?
He make some money, but not like this. Yeah.
Right. They're like, even, I agree with you. The legacy issue, when you're talking about, I've got $400 million when I retire. I'm just throwing out a number. Well, you know, I could have had $475 million.
Right.
But I've got $400 and I'm recognized as the GOAT, or I got 5 championships, I'm second, whatever. Or I got $475 million and I won 2 rings. And I'm great, but, you know, I'm not in that that upper atmosphere, if you will. It's I take the 400 and be the GOAT. And on top of that, whatever I do, commercials, you see Tom Brady now in the Hertz commercials and all that. Commercials, speaking engagements, podcasts, a deal with a broadcaster like Fox or whoever, I get more money. So even from just a financial standpoint, you probably will make it up down the road anyway.
Yeah, you have to play chess and not checkers. He knows if he can, and he's the only one I see right now in the league that can put any pressure or even attempt to approach what Tom Brady has left behind.
Yep.
He understands the value of a coach and a team around him. He knows he can't remember Tom Brady had, what, 10 years in the middle there where it was bleak.
Yep. Yep. I mean, they were good, but they didn't win it. Right.
So Patrick Mahomes knows, hey, look, man, I need to keep these cupboards. I need full. I need the offensive line. I need receivers. I need Kelsey. All of that. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing him saying he's going to be compensated. But I know if I'm on this trajectory to chase down this legacy and be considered the GOAT, then I know what that does to my worth.
Right.
Outside of football. Right. You'll mess around and be able to make more money outside of football than you have in football.
Yep. I mean, Brady's going to do that.
That's exactly what he's going to do.
I don't know if he got 375 in football. He was obviously around 300.
Yeah, but that's just one thing. What about the other endorsements?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, the only thing that gives me pause on this is we've had Andrew Brand on, and I know you know him, you know, former Packers GM. Mm-hmm. Now he's in the media. He has told us, Ephraim, these teams could, like, first of all, he said they could give you a fully guaranteed contract, particularly the quarterbacks. But he's like the notion that you can't pay a quarterback or whoever a certain amount of money. Like, let's keep it at quarterbacks. The notion that you can't pay your quarterback a certain amount of money and keep good players around him, he said that is wrong. He said that is something that, like, essentially that the owners have pulled the wool over our eyes and the players' eyes in particular. Because he says you can finagle the contracts, right? You can, you know how you can shift money around and all that. So where even if your quarterback is making a certain amount of money, you still can get good players around him. And I don't understand it all, but that's what he has said. And so that's the only thing that gives me pause. Like, if Patrick Mahomes took as much as he's worth, forget as much as he's worth, because he's worth probably more than they could pay him, right? But let's say he does become the highest paid, and like they renegotiated his contract now, make him the highest paid, give him the most guaranteed money, which obviously he deserves. Andrew Brand saying they still could put these players around him.
Yeah, but what type of play and how many though?
Well, he's saying good players, not.
Yeah, maybe on the offensive side, but can you get that pass rusher?
Right? Defense ain't the best.
I understand, but you know, to continue to chase this thing, you gotta be in a position to where you gotta get stops eventually.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to get a stop. You're gonna need a Chris Jones.
I agree with you, because obviously, I mean, heck, how much better have they been than Cincinnati? A hair? So you're right. You're right about that. But he is so good. And I'm not saying you don't need other great players. You obviously do. But he didn't need Tyreek Hill. And Tyreek Hill is great. The defense is good. It ain't great. This dude, to me, is so good. Like, what it is in Kansas City, with all due respect to the great Travis Kelce and a few of their other players, to me, it's Mahomes and Andy Reid. If I've got those two, then that dude is bad.
Well, remember what happened a couple years ago in the Super Bowl. You do need an offensive line. Andy Reid's not going to come out there and block the seven technique now, okay?
So you need the best offensive line.
Hey, man, the line is extremely important. You ask Patrick Mahomes. If you got time, you can wait for somebody to get open. But if you don't have time, your best receiver is not going to be getting open. Or Kelsey.
Well, the line, I mean, in real talk, outside of the quarterback, and the line is the most important.
I would agree with that. As a former offensive lineman, yes.
But you know what I'm saying.
I don't think you're even being
tongue-in-cheek.
No, I'm not. Trust me.
No matter how great my receiver or my running back is, if the line can't do anything, he's in trouble.
He's not going to do anything. Then you're going to be in – we saw it in the Super Bowl a couple years ago. As great as Patrick Mahomes is and Tariq Hill and Kelce, when you're running for your life, you're running for your life.
Right. And they don't – obviously, they don't get paid the most. So I guess I'm more saying like the skill positions. I think Kelce's arguably the best tight end ever. And obviously Tyreek was great. But this dude, if he got time, he going to make – I think he's that good.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft. For more information, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.